Jeff, we had that article back in, all the way back in December. Now it seems so recent in our minds, but the months go by. And
time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It was in Fortune Small Business Magazine, and they did a nice little article on Startup Nation, and then a gentleman wrote in the next publication a little comment to the editor, and the title of his letter was "Start Me Up. I read with great interest your interview with Jeff and Rich Sloan about their radio show Startup Nation. With the national media so focused on big business news, it is refreshing to find a media outlet that focuses on the true backbone of the U.S. economy. The entrepreneurs of today are the big businesses of tomorrow. The more resources they can access, the better off we as a country will be." And, Jeff, those are the words of Mark Joseph, our guest.
I'm totally fired up now.
Mark, Dollar Days International is your entrepreneurial endeavor. Welcome to our show.
Great to be here. Let me ask you, did you pay that last caller to call in and give us an introduction?
That was absolutely
serendipity.
See, they want to know. They just want to know this information, Mark.
We were thinking you paid him.
I got to tell you, though, I thought that, I was listening to the surveys that you had at the beginning, and today is the greatest time in the world to become an entrepreneur. I mean, when you think about all the technology now that is our resource, the Internet gives you a level playing field. I mean, this is the time to really start to open up.
This is the time.
But it's not easy today because there's more competition than ever, right, Mark? And the other thing is, the kind of competition today, and we should get right to this in our discussion with you, the kind of competition today comes from the Walmart that moves into town. We've heard that people say that for small businesses who have to try to compete with a Walmart, when that Walmart hits the ground and opens its doors, it's like a neutron bomb going off, taking out all of the small businesses in the area. How can a small business compete with those big guys?
Well, one of the reasons that we started our business, which is DollarDays.com, and you can see it on the Internet, is to offer an alternative of how to find products and resources and so forth for these small businesses. I mean, and in fact, it may be the best opportunity now to open up businesses against the major chain stores. I mean, there's several different ways that a small business can go compete against a chain.
First, let us ask you this.
Yeah.
Can a small business compete with the big box type of retailer simply on price?
No, it's not simply on price.
Okay, so that's an important thing. That's an important thing for people to recognize. Price shouldn't be the place.
That's not the differentiator for small business. So, Mark, what are some of the ways that you do beat big business?
Well, there is an opportunity on price, and when I say that is, I'm sure you're all familiar with the closeout market. These are items and products that, they're here today, gone tomorrow, small quantities and so forth. And what happens is, these stores have become so big. In other words, if you think about it, Walmart 20, 30 years ago was the entrepreneur of today.
Right, sure.
And they came up with the right concept and they grew. So what the entrepreneurs of today have, they have the opportunity to go in and buy closeouts. And these closeouts will make them price competitive with the chain stores. And what happens is a true closeout is something that, there's small quantity on. So a major chain can't afford that because they can't advertise it and put it in all their stores. But it gives a chance for a small store to go up and get these closeouts and really start to compete against the chain stores in price.
Now, Mark, you are an author of the book called The Secrets of Retailing, or How to Beat Walmart, and published by Silverback Books. That's coming out soon, right?
Right. Much like I heard you plugging your book, I might as well plug mine, too.
Well, we just did. I just did that for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
What we have done for the benefit of our listeners is we've paraphrased some of the points that you make in the book at StartupNation.com, and if you just click on the radio section, you can see Mark's tips on how independent retailers can be successful. Let's go through some of those. You say think small. While large chains buy in very large quantities, they can't buy in small quantities. Explain that.
Exactly. Well, just what I was talking about before is true closeouts are small quantity goods.
Okay.
So if your independent stores can go in and pick those up, and it gives them a price lever, it gets you a chance to do some
advertising. I got a quick question about that, though. Where do you get the goods?
You can get, that's one of the reasons we started our business. We are the consolidator of closeouts, and you can come on to our site, and we've got all kinds of closeouts from all around the country that individual store owners can buy from us.
All right, now another thing you say is develop relationships with small manufacturers. Explain that.
Well, the small manufacturers a lot of times do not want to sell the major stores because they don't have enough production for them. In fact, I'll give you a quick story. In fact, it's in the book. But I know this chocolate manufacturer of chocolate cherries, and his sales manager came in and he says, "I have an order from Walmart." And the owner of the manufacturing said, "It's going to take up 80% of our production. What's going to happen when they take it
right.
and don't buy from us next year?"
Right. Yes.
They'll be out of business.
That's a weakness in the company.
Exactly. So you can really develop these unique kinds of products. And if you also think about it, most trends, most fashion things
are started by small businesses.
Small businesses.
Right.
They don't happen in the chain stores.
So unique products, critically important. I actually think if you go with unique products, you got a better shot than if you try to compete on price. But if you can do both, if you can have unique products that are price competitive, then you're really in good shape.
Oh, absolutely.
Mark, I know you're located out in the Southwest. You're in the Phoenix or Scottsdale area?
Exactly, exactly.
What an incredibly exciting business community you live in.
Oh, yeah. You heard the last caller that you had also. She was from Phoenix.
And that's right. That's exactly right. Mona from Phoenix as well.
Exactly.
Well, Mark, time flies on the radio, and thank you very much for visiting with us. If you want to find out more of Mark's tips, we've got them all encapsulated in little gelatin capsules right on StartupNation.com. You can also link through to his site. Thanks a lot for joining us, Mark.